Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. As I mentioned, I'm going to catch up, have a yarn with Dr. Amber Marshall, lecturer in management at Griffith University. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarning with Dr. Amber Marshall regarding calls for national digital inclusion strategy to address digital poverty in Australia. We have Dr. Amber online. Dr. Amber, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, I have you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How good. Are you?
I'm well. Where are you based?
I'm in Brisbane.
Brisbane. All right, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So calls for national digital inclusion strategy to address digital poverty in Australia. We are in the 21st century. It is the information age, but some of our people are not connected. Yep.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's not so rare either. It's one in four Australians are digitally excluded, which might not mean that they're not connected at all, but they're underconnected and can't do all the things they want to do online.
Sure. So there should be more in the education curriculum or TAFE, or what can we do to close this gap?
Well, what WorkVentures, their awareness campaign, which is who I'm representing today,
okay,
what they're calling for is a national digital inclusion strategy that would help all Australians who fall into that category of digital exclusion on two main areas, in terms of students, to make sure that kids have got access to all the right equipment and the skills to be able to use them to get a good education. And then when they become job seekers, have access to all the online job boards and employment opportunities that are happening online too.
So it's virtually a team effort, the old phrase. We're all in this together, and we should be all moving forward into the future and supporting each other. And we are students for life, are we not, Dr. Amber?
I beg your pardon, I missed that last bit.
Oh, sorry, I'm just saying, we all are students for life, are we not, you know?
Absolutely, and there's plenty of ways we can go through formal systems to get our education, but we can also use the internet to do research and read up and learn about things we want to learn about. And if we can't get online or we don't have the skills, we can't participate in society in that way.
I notice we have an anti-poverty week, 13, 19 October, 24.
Yeah, so that's there's an anti-poverty week, which is run by Mission Australia, and what we're looking at is the digital poverty part of that, and that's the part that WorkVentures is focusing on in their awareness campaign.
Sure, yeah, fantastic. So it is reaching out, it's about being open-minded, and the old saying, you don't have to be sick to get better, and we all need to stretch for the education to better ourselves, and especially when we're talking about the digital inclusion. Your lecturer in management at Griffith University, and what hat you wear and who you're representing at the moment, please, Doctor?
Sure. So I work at Griffith University in the Griffith Business School. I teach management, but I also do research on digital inclusion, particularly in rural and remote areas. So I've got a little bit of insight into what, in particular, First Nations communities, the challenges they face.
Sure.
To get online and participate.
And look, when we talk about remote, a lot of our mob who are living in remote communities as such, here we are in the 21st century, Australia being a first world country, but some of our people are living in third world standards.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I did a little bit of work up at Mornington Island and saw, you know, what people were doing, trying to connect to devices and different types of internet. We find in remote communities that there's a lot of reliance on using mobile phones.
Yes.
And that's fine if you can get connected and to do kind of more, I guess, everyday activities. But if you want to, you know, do high school online or do a degree online, and it's pretty hard to do that. So, you know, more work needs to be done to understand, you know, the contextual factors, you know, what people are really are facing, and try to help them to get online in ways that make sense to them.
And connection to Wi-Fi, that would also be a problem in some places?
Yep. Sometimes people, you can either go through a mobile phone or you can go through a modem in your home, or perhaps a community Wi-Fi connection. And perhaps, you know, we need to have different options available to people so that they can pick the option that's good for them and their family, and connect in ways that, as I said, makes sense to them and that they can afford too. That's another critical factor in this.
And so, Dr. Emma, when you look at your studies and look at the outcomes and the so-called data and the surveys and what have you, where do we take this information? Who do we take it to, like the communication minister, or what do we do here?
Well, what we're looking at is trying to drive a national digital inclusion strategy. So, and this is at the federal level. There is already a First Nations digital inclusion strategy, and I think that's a really terrific start. But I think what we need is a net that catches everybody, so we can have the opportunities and the resourcing, you know, spent more wisely, and have benefits across communities rather than having a different strategy for every type of cohort. So that's what Workventures is about, is raising awareness lobbying federal government for this kind of more holistic approach to fixing this problem.
Fantastic. Dr. Amber, thank you very much for sharing. Yes, we are all in this together. All the best. Please do keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, Dr. Amber. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Trev.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Dr. Amber Marshall, her name, is lecturer in management at Griffith University and calls for national digital inclusion strategy to address digital poverty in Australia. And it is Anti-Poverty Week, 13, 19 October. So very, very important in regard to focus in on space like so. Like I said, we are in the 21st century, information age. And across this big island, across Australia, we should be all have access to education regarding Wi-Fi, digital and what have you. And so we can venture into the future with knowledge. Knowledge is power, but it's potential power. But we need to have access. And federal, state governments all need to stand up and operate in this space. Like I said, 21st century, hello, another gap opening there. We should be closing all gaps. Have your saying, Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service, putting us across the airways. Yarn up strong, you mob, here on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
I've been down and out, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now, the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get the high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart and for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, trying to find a way out of the stress and struggle. This song is for the brothers that are in the same position, feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. Mama, papa, bitchin', and every day is still the same. And this is the story of a warrior, and I say, I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. One treats each other these days.
face, and all I ever seen is hate and betray. Will it go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight that never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that you can go right? Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know with your guidance and nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into this song, to let you know that your spirit will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land,
rhymes, some of you my raps, young warriors, reppin' from me black, Alice Springs is where I'm from, yeah, I'm from another country boy, got it going on, but I miss my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life, tryna dump my dollar price, but you hear it sell it twice, I got a dream to make, selling tapes, can't wait, doing shows across the globe, making videos, I put a damn rap with the love of hip-hop, everybody get ready, get the time for lift off, I split it clean and steady, so you know what's up, it's people on the record getting down like raw. Some I keep going down a stick road. No matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to the moon to get move some more. And I'ma keep my head up.
I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior.
I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, too, deadly. Now, Queenslanders with vision loss urged to seek early support amid report findings. We're going to catch up a yarn now with lovely lady Linda Overton, who has retinitis and pigmentosa and is a full-time white cane user. We have Linda online. Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Now, you're based on the Tablelands, Atherton.
I am, yes.
Hillbilly up north, far north Queensland. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I play my banjo regularly.
There you go. Thank you very much. So, thank you. So, you do have retinitis,
retinitis,
thank you, pigmentosa, and is a full-time white cane user. Now, data from Guide Dogs 2024 Social Impact Report unveils 4 in 5, 78% of their white cane users of guide dog handlers are more independent when getting out and about, while nearly 3/4, 71% feel more positive about the future due to support. So do you have a guide dog as well, Linda?
No, I just use a cane.
Okay, just use a cane. So you were born hereditary in regard to your eyesight, your vision there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us about, so you lived all your life with that, haven't you?
Sorry, Trevor.
Sorry, you lived all your life with with no vision.
With low vision, yes.
Low vision, okay.
My condition is degenerative. So when I was born, I could see moderately well. But as I've got older, my condition, my eyes have deteriorated.
Mm.
So about 10, 15 years ago, I got to the place where I really needed some sort of help, some sort of equipment that could help me access print and see where I was going and all that sort of stuff. And that's when I contacted Guide Dogs and Vision Australia, and both of them have been wonderful in supporting me ever since.
Good. Fantastic. And so with that, so you're hereditary, you're born with it. Do you have children, Linda?
Yes, I do.
And
I
do
have two boys.
Two boys. Big shout out to the two boys. Are their vision, their sights all good? Or
yes, at the moment it is.
Okay.
They've got children as well, but they're only very young. So we are hoping that their vision is fine too.
Sure.
Only time will tell. Basically, retinitis pigmentosa turns up. It starts impacting your life around late teenage, early 20s.
Okay. And so your parents or your grandparents were in the same boat?
Yes.
Okay.
My dad had an auntie who had this.
Mm-hmm.
My mum had a little bit of this, and her sister was worse than me.
Yes.
And grandma was quite bad.
Okay, rightio. And so you virtually live with this, you could say. And well, I'm just picking up your bubbly, cheerful attitude. You still live life to the fullest, my dear.
I give it a go.
Yeah, good.
I mean, you know, I try very hard not to let this stop me do anything.
Yes.
I've accessed quite a lot of technology and what have you so that I can do things like travel. I don't travel on my own. I still have somebody with me.
Okay.
I'm part of a writing group. Oh. I run a peer support group for blind, vision impaired people on the Tablelands. And I just get into life.
You're very active.
If I want to try something,
yes,
I give it a go.
Good. Fantastic. And it's about living life to the fullest, no matter where you come coming from. Now, we've got the International White Cane Day, which happens on the 15th of October.
Yes.
Guide Dogs Queensland is raising awareness. So it's good that we're talking about it and just to, inspire people out there who've got lack of vision or got no sight, that you can still live a whole beautiful life.
Yeah, and you can. The white cane is amazing. It's low technology. You don't have to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
and it's really good because you can just pick it up and off you go, and it gives you quite a lot of independence.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you confident when you go out because.
Is there sensors on the cane, is it? Does it communicate with you? Does it make noise? Or paint that picture,
no,
please, Linda.
You can get them that do.
Okay.
Technology has really made
of
lots
course.
Of leaps and bounds.
Yes.
But the one I've got is just a fold-up stick with a ball on the end.
Okay, lovely.
But it does a great job. It's basically a white cane is like having a very long pointing finger on the ground.
Okay.
So you can feel through the cane what's
sure.
around you and what's in front. And it stops you from, it gives you a meter and a half advanced notice.
Okay.
So that you don't fall off a cliff,
sure.
you know.
Exactly. And I must admit, when you look at, if not councils, TRM, who looks after the roading and the lightings and what have you, and even on footpaths, there's different gradings as well. I mean, I think that helps too, doesn't it?
Yes. It's really good to have, like, I haven't got a guide dog and I've not really gone down that line, but the cane will tell you easily what's on the ground around you.
Sure.
And if the ground is rough or something like that, then you can slow down. If the ground is smooth, then you can move a bit quicker.
Yeah, fantastic. And so you are still active with life, and congratulations, and living life to the fullest.
Thank you.
And it's good that we're talking about this anyway, but it does inspire people with lack of sight or vision and what have you. And it just promotes that you can still live a good life and be active with life, yes?
Yes. Well, what happens is with any disability is life gets narrow.
Sure.
It gets very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your disability, so you know, it could be hearing, it could be you might have lost a leg, it could be, you know, whatever it is, and until you get to that place where you're willing to ask for help,
yes,
life will continue to be small.
Sure, exactly.
But
you've got to do your bit as well as what you're saying, Linda. Mm-hmm. There's support out there, but you still got to do your bit.
You do, yes, because. The doctor can say, yes, you've got a hearing loss, yes, you're going blind, but the doctor will not necessarily connect you with support services.
Mm. Yep.
And those support services, they're amazing. They are just, I've had occupational therapists.
Mm.
I've had orientation and mobility people, which are the ones that taught me how to use a cane.
Yes.
I've had technology people. I've had all of this. All of these services are free.
Yes.
You know, you don't have
reach
to
reach out.
Buy them.
Reach out. Yep.
Yes.
And they'll reach back. And they'll reach back.
That's exactly right. Mm. And they will help you.
Yeah.
But you've got to do that first step. You've got to actually get to that place where you're happy to be able to say, I need help.
Yep, exactly.
And until you do that, life will stay small.
Yep,
but once you do reach out, life once again gets really big.
Yes.
You know, and you can do all sorts of things that you thought you might not be able to do anymore.
Yeah, fantastic. You've explained that so well, and thank you for your yarn, my dear Linda. Talk about motivation. You motivate people to the max, so living life to the fullest. My granddad used to always say, are you living? You just wait and die. Linda Overton, you are living to the fullest.
Thank you, Trevor.
Good yarning with you. Thank you for sharing. We'll be in touch and keep smiling, and we'll talk soon, Linda Overton. Thank you.
Sounds lovely. Thank you, Trevor.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Linda Overton, her name is, has retinitis pigmentosa and is a full-time white cane user. Queenslanders with vision loss urge to seek early support and AMID report findings. So the message there from Linda is if you're in that situation where vision loss or eyesight's going, then reach out. There's support out there, and we'll make mention of the International White Cane Day, which is the 15th of October. So there is support there. The activities keep you going in regard to the tools that are available. So there it is. You might live life to the fullest. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black is your program, and Murray here just steering the ship. All my mob, the one-year young leaders mob, there were Doomadgee, Mornington Island, Dad's side, my mother, Darnley Island, with me in spirit, Arab, and the beautiful families of the Sailor Pit mob is my connection up there in Torres Straits. But hope you're well, your mob. Thank you for your company. Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
If only you could see what this all means.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet, nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity, love, forget the pride and self-righteousness, this is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent, come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter.
If only
you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem
This is not a problem, this is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me, typical complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart, it's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and the walk on by. For the lies that they preach us, the violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. Unwillingness to believe for the nightmare that this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming the better ways of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a better, better life. Come on. If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Family. Look.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi. I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wuchopperen's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperen on 40801080 to learn more.
Station sponsor.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBR Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israel Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? All right, today we're going to catch up with Double K. We're talking Katie Kiss, who's heads up the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission. And look, she's on tour in regarding National Listening Tour. And we're going to have a yarn with her and talk about the hat she wears and moving forward for our people in the 21st century as Black people, First Nation of this deadly country. And a very good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How are you going?
I'm well.
I'm sitting in Adelaide at the moment.
You're in Adelaide.
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Katie?
So, Trevor, I live in Brisbane at the moment, but I grew up on the lands of the Darrumbal people in Rockhampton. I'm a Kanju Biri Widi woman. So my grandmother's country is Cowan, Central Cape York, Kanju people, and my grandfather's country is Biri Widi country, between Collinsville and Nebo in the Bowen Basin. So that's where my people come from, grew up in Rockhampton, and now live on the lands of the Turrbal and Yuggera people in Brisbane.
Big shout out to all those tribal people. Fantastic. Katie, talk about the hat that you wear with the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission.
Yeah, so on the 3rd of April, Trevor, I was appointed to the position of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. Mm-hmm. I work for the Australian Human Rights Commission. I'm one of 8 commissioners in there, and we look at a whole range of areas of discrimination. So people might be familiar with the Racial Discrimination Act. Giri Sivaraman is the Race Discrimination Commissioner, for example. So we all work together to combat discrimination in the country and to provide guidance and awareness to the Australian population and the Australian government on what discrimination looks like and how to combat it and to make sure that Australia is compliant with its human rights obligations. My role in particular is a legislated statutory independent position, and my job is to monitor the exercise and enjoyment of human rights by First Nations people and report where that is not happening or where it is happening to government, and make sure that I'm working with our mob to feed that information up.
Well, we're talking about racism. We're talking about stamping it out across the board, whether it be in schools and workplaces, on the sporting field, what have you. But here we are in the 21st century. And look, racism is upon us and it needs to be stamped out. And look, after the so-called referendum, which we didn't get a yes, this would be the next best thing. At least we're having communication from Black people. And then take this information in regard to, well, as we've said, the title here, Informing the Agenda. So you are now on the National Listening Tour, communicating with our mob. And look, it's open to whoever wants to be in the room, so to speak, but you are concentrating, focusing on talking to First Nation people, yes?
Yeah, Trev. I really wanted to make sure that as I started in my role, I enter the 5-year term that I have with information and the priorities that First Nations people see need to be addressed. So on the back of the voice, where we don't have that mechanism to take those priorities up to government and have them addressed appropriately, I thought this is an opportunity for me to conduct a national listening tour, hear what those priorities are on the back of that referendum going down. Because, you know, things have, the goalposts have shifted again for our mob. So I wanted to make sure that I just had a relook at what those priorities are, put them into some sort of strategy plan going forward for the next 5 years of my term, but making sure that that is informed by our mob and that I've set up those networks appropriately to take that agenda forward as well. And just on your introductory remarks to the Informing the Agenda tour and the effect of racism that's come as a result of the referendum, we know that that's markedly increased. You know, the numbers of calls that have gone through to YARN since the referendum, RA have seen an uptick. You know, people who are working in this space have recorded increases in the experience of racism by First Nations people since the referendum. I just want to give a shout out to my colleague, Giri Sivaraman. He's the Race Discrimination Commissioner, and he's in the process at the moment of formulating the National Anti-Racism Framework. And so he's been also consulting with First Nations people to make sure that their voices are heard in the development of that plan. So Giri and I work very closely together around that.
Look, fantastic. And we need a vehicle as such, and as you said, Informing the Agenda tour, and you are on the national listening tour in Adelaide at the moment. When did the tour start, and how long are you running for, sister?
So we started on the 1st of August, and I put out a call for First Nations people to complete surveys.
Yes.
And then we also put a call out for submissions. So to date, I've had about 721 surveys started by First Nations people. So some didn't complete all of the survey, but we had feedback on 721 people. We had 27 submissions come in from our organisations, and while that doesn't sound like a lot, the content and the information provided by those organisations is just so deadly.
Of course it is.
And really sound content being provided. And then we kicked off the actual listening tour in Canberra last Friday.
Okay.
So in the only jurisdiction to deliver voice. So that was really something positive for us to be thinking about as we kicked off. So we started in Canberra last week and we had a really good yarn down there with the mob who turned up. And then we've moved from Canberra to Ceduna. We did Ceduna early this week, Port Augusta yesterday, and today we're in Adelaide. And so next week, the week after, we're up there with you in Cairns and heading over to Yarrabah.
Yarrabah, beautiful, fantastic. Priority for the next 5 years, that's what we're talking, having yarns with our mob, taking this information and guiding this ship into the future for the next 5 years is your term, five-year term. But it gives meat on the bone. And we're talking about truth-telling here, aren't we, Katie?
We are. And, Trev, I've identified, like, six high-level priorities to help fill you know, the agenda going forward as we go around the country.
Yes.
Truth-telling is one of those. But I see, you know, a lot of issues with access to justice. And where we think about justice, the only conversation we're hearing is from a deficit perspective of incarceration. And our people sitting in jail and in detention centres and laws that are being created to our detriment rather than to our benefit in terms of accessing justice. So I see that as an overarching priority area.
Yes.
I want to look at the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which has now been adopted for 15 years by the Australian government and hasn't had any plan or focus around implementation. I want to look at the three pillars of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, truth, treaty and voice, and make sure that, you know, we are guiding our conversations by making sure that our people are engaged in those conversations, informing those agendas and taking them forward. And that includes a focus on truth-telling. It needs to be creating an understanding amongst Australians, because I think that was something that was really exposed in the referendum, that general Australians don't have an understanding of the history of this country or the impact on First Nations people. So when we're hearing conversations about the blackfellas get everything and, oh, this is more rights for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they don't actually understand that we don't even have our basic human rights recognised at the moment. We can't even access basics.
Exactly.
So that's a key focus for me. And then, you know, we have mechanisms in place like the Closing the Gap Agreement that need those solid principle-based approaches underpinning them and reinforcing them as we go forward, as well as our land rights, and also making sure that we are healing from the destruction that's been caused amongst our people. So rebuilding our villages, putting our people back together and creating that care society that we once had very strongly that's underpinned by our cultural values.
Well, exactly. And when we talk about we are the first people, I mean, we're talking 60,000 years. And we're talking about here we are in the 21st century, and things don't change if things don't change. And it's the same same old. And we're talking about closing the gap. We seem like a broken record. But, Katie, it is what it is. And as the big island, here we are, Australia, Australians embrace this culture. It is your culture, you know what I mean? But it's about like, well, having the yarns, having the stories, and educating a vehicle that educates, but also, well, empowers our people as well. But the conversations need to be had, Katie.
Yes, I agree, Trevor. And I think it's about, you know, where the referendum promoted that the voice would result in disunity. Well, it has resulted in disunity.
Yes.
But that's because the voice isn't there and First Nations people aren't part of the conversation. And that continues to this day. We've been in this cycle for more than 200 years. Mm. It does need to change. Like you said, if things don't change, things don't change.
Mm.
We've been doing the same thing for 200
exactly.
years. We've been badging things differently but doing the same approach for more than 200 years, you know.
Yes, yes.
They used to take our children off our old people and put them in reserves and missions. That's just changed now to the child safety system. So our children are still being taken from us. They're being put in detention centres.
21st century stolen generation, you could say.
That's right, that's right. And it's completely unacceptable
mm-hmm.
that we have two young people who have taken their lives in youth detention centres under the care of the state.
Yep.
And we have had a 10-year-old child take their life in the care and protection of the state in out-of-home care.
Mm.
It is completely unacceptable in the 21st century that
exactly.
we have the suicide rates that we do, the incarceration rates that we do, the
mm-hmm.
disadvantage and disempowerment that we do, and Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people have human rights. We're entitled to exercise
yes.
and enjoy those rights. And my job is to try to help make sure that that is being able to be realised.
To our Deadly listeners tuned in, this is our Trev Murray from the Curry with your Deadly program, National Talk Black, having a Deadly Yarn with the Commissioner, Katie Kiss, from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission. She's on tour in regard to National Listening Tour, informing the agenda tour. Katie, with this information, as people come to the table with you and your team, as you arrive in different townships and cities and what have you, can people come online and talk to you as well? Or can they put their stories forward that way?
We'll be sending out the survey again as part of the listening tour, because I think once people have come and sat at the table and they go back and think about conversations we're having, their survey submissions will be much more detailed and informed. So
sure.
we'll send that survey back out.
Yes.
In the particular locations where we're going, they are face-to-face consultation and engagement.
Okay.
So
okay.
people can either come to that session or later on in the piece, as we get further into the listening tour, we will set up some online webinars and
yes.
Consultation possibilities online, so people might be able to join those later on down the track if they haven't been able to attend one of the local community events.
Lovely. And you've got a Facebook page or a web page where people can see where the tours are and how can
see the information will be shared on both the Australian Human Rights Commission website
yes.
and also the Facebook social and the LinkedIn social pages for the Australian Human Rights Commission. I also have a LinkedIn page, Katie Kiss, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner.
Cool.
So if you get onto those pages, we're sharing information out. So keep an eye out for those social media announcements on when we're coming into your location.
Lovely.
I apologise that for some, the information has come out very late in the piece. We hit the ground running, literally.
Okay.
One of your mob from up there, Shiloh Villaflor, has joined my team, and so she's only been in the role for 3 weeks.
Good girl
there.
But she's
hit the ground running to try and
yes.
get us on the road. So we're out and about, but
cool.
As we hit the ground a little bit more solidly, people will get much more notice as to where we're coming to, and hopefully we'll be able to fill those seats in those rooms because it's really important to hear people's voices.
Okay, we're talking listening, National Listening Tour, a survey, we're talking yarning as well, so very important. So my sister, you're going to be living in our suitcases for the next couple of months, but enjoy that journey. Thank you for sharing. And, of course, love to be yarning with you once you get to Cairns and also catching up with you at Yarrabah as well. Be deadly, sis.
Thank you, my bella.
Well, all the best, and thank you very much. Big shout-out to your team. Scored well having Shiloh on board. And we will yarn soon, Commissioner. And you keep smiling. You take care. And we'll yarn soon, Katie.
Thanks for having me on the show, and see you mob soon.
Take care, Dale. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Katie Kiss, Commissioner, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission. She's on a five-year term, and she's on tour, national listening tour, in regard to the survey and informing the agenda tour is what it's called as well, in Adelaide at the moment, and started in Canberra on the 1st of October. So out and about. So a yarn priority for the next 5 years. So we're talking treaty, we're talking voice, we're talking face-to-face. Have your say, yarn up strong. Tell us how you really feel. Tell us your thoughts, your process in regard to the future and where we sit as First Nation people of this country leading into the future. I mean, what does their future look like? And government and non-Indigenous Australians need to hear what we got to say. So very important. We didn't have a win in the referendum. That would have been a good vehicle in regard to communication and guiding government in regards to our people heading in the future. That didn't come about. So look, we use whatever vehicle we got, and now we got the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Commission with the Commissioner Katie Kiss. So there it is, your mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. And you can do the same as well here on your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly.
Witchway, you mob. Hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Best of National Talk Black. Catch you mob next week, same time, same station.
us over B, bro. Red eye while I find north where the weed grows. Laid back with the ego. When Babylon pushed, never started to see go. Like it though, be nice to know. You roll it up with D control. The flow is nice. Technique is old. The less you speak, the more you know. The bottles are rap giant. The key 5-4. I rock for the people. Speak for those beneath the line. You claim is equal. Never stop. I don't need to. Prophet the problem. Come on to solve it. Bring in the soldiers. Words clear. Wanna see through. We the north. We overlooked. Another book. With green trees in the seas blue. Underwater. Underground. King Jagger speak to. They know who we are. Scared of the name because we glow in the dark. North from the start. Red to the end till the wheels fall off. I'm a go get a river, no sweater. Weather's hot in the north, then we know about a hot stepper. Down bad to the top fella. Instagram's from the man because my verse better dope spitter. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back. I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced. I tell them go away. Man with a cause, and I've been here before when I said that I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall, all of that's.
Got the mic now. Get straight from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground. Gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway. Want that island life? I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK. Time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say frenemy. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake baller acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like I'm Nino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give up what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss. Shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch. Dead or alive. Top five. Red eye bullets. We stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch is. Got you saying.
Stop my speed, but I apply the side. Step on the border like a Fuji, was a white cliff. Kelly, good, do what you do and hold a vibe.